Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas City police have opened a homicide investigation into a shooting last week that killed a man days later, according to authorities. Officers responded just before 6:30 p.m. last Tuesday to the 5800 block of East 20th Street, where they found 50-year-old Kevin Slape outside the home with gunshot wounds. This was the 146th homicide in Kansas City this year. And crime victims will be honored at an upcoming holiday remembrance reception. J.P. Bizette has more.
Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt announced his office, in cooperation with the Kansas Organization for Victim Assistance, will host receptions in Garden City and other Kansas cities in honor and remembrance of crime victims who lost their lives. In Garden City on Friday, December 16th from 2 to 4 p.m. at the First Assembly of God Church Hall. Friends and family members of crime victims are invited to bring an ornament for an angel tree in honor of their loved ones.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Each day, we choose to take steps forward, to look out for each other, to put a smile on someone's face just because you can. When we slow down, we feel the rhythm of life that holds us together. This is our home, our heart. Simply put, we are your family, your neighbors, your friends. We are Kansas. Local makes a difference. Health insurance enrollment is open now through January 15th. Shop Blue today.
Why does Daddy spend so much time caring for the land, Mom?
When he's taking care of the land, he's really taking care of us.
How?
He wants us to have clean water to drink, fresh air to breathe, wildlife to enjoy, and he wants to leave this land better than he found it.
Sounds like Daddy loves us a lot.
He sure does.
Conservation, there's something in it for you. Call or visit your local USDA service center. Brought to you by the Natural Resources Conservation.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention parents with a child diagnosed with autism or severe ADHD. A recent congressional study found dangerously high levels of toxic heavy metals like mercury, lead, and arsenic in many popular baby food brands. Brands such as Gerber, Plum Organics, Beech Nut, Walmart, and more. Some contain toxic metals 200 times the maximum safe level set by the FDA. Heavy metals in baby food are known to be severe neurotoxins, and exposure to them at a young age can cause lifelong brain damage and neurodevelopmental disorders like autism and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. If you fed baby food to your child and they were later diagnosed with autism, autism spectrum disorders, or ADHD, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call today for your free consultation. 800-776-1253. Don't wait. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-776-1253. That's 800-776-1253. Again, 800-776-1253.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Law enforcement across Kansas will be out in greater numbers over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, as they will be searching for speeders, seatbelt use, and any suspicion of impaired driving during the annual Click It or Ticket enforcement campaign. The goal is to cut down on the number of accidents and crash-related deaths on Kansas roadways. In 2021, 319 people were killed in crashes on Kansas roads. Of those who died, 46.4% were not wearing their seatbelt at the time of the crash. And out of that percentage, 46.6% were front seat passengers and 58.3% were back seat passengers. Kansas Transportation Secretary Julie Lorenz said whether driving down the street or across the country, you endanger yourself by not buckling up, and you're letting others be in danger if you don't require them to use their seatbelts also. She said drivers and passengers should use that seatbelt every single time they get into a vehicle. The Click It or Ticket campaign will begin Wednesday, November 23rd, and run through Monday, November 28th. A grant from the Kansas Department of Transportation and the U.S. Department of Transportation's National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will cover the costs of the increased patrols. For more information, you can visit the Kansas Traffic Safety Resource Office website at www.ktsro.org. With an eye to the critical role agriculture plays in the lives of Kansans, Dr. Grady Dixon, the Dean of the Peter Wirth College of Science, Technology, and Mathematics, and Ken Rogers, Kansas District 110th Representative, launched a pilot agricultural forum. The event, held on Monday in the Fort Hays State University Robin Center, was funded by Fort Hays State University as part of its mission to serve Kansas residents. Issues and perspectives of 8 guest speakers representing several agriculture industry sectors were presented throughout the day, and Representative Rajesh led a legislative panel at the close of the day's presentation where he spoke about the value of sharing ideas. Rajesh said they wanted to highlight what's going on in Kansas and give stakeholders a chance to interact with legislators, which is a real opportunity for them to hear from you. During the panel discussion, the legislators discussed property tax relief, water concerns, and potential markets to move commodities. Governor Kelly proclaimed November 18th through the 24th as Use Antibiotics Wisely Week in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is asking healthcare providers and Kansans to use antibiotics wisely to help protect them from the growing threat of antibiotic resistance, or AR. This week-long observance led by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention promotes awareness of AR and the importance of appropriate prescribing and use across the United States. Dr. Joan DeWeave, the state health officer at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, stated that overuse and misuse of antibiotics has resulted in some bacteria developing resistance to these important medications. We all have a part to play in ensuring the proper use of antibiotics, and she said using antibiotics only when appropriate and as they're prescribed will help prevent the development of new antibiotic-resistant bacteria, further protecting all Kansans. Antibiotic awareness does not mean stopping the use of antibiotics. It means improving the way they're prescribed and used only when necessary and appropriate. As the CDC has found that more than one-third of all antibiotics prescribed or otherwise used in the United States are either not needed or don't match the germ. They're not effective for viruses such as colds, most sore throats, and many sinus infections. DeWeave added that antibiotic resistance is a major threat to both individual and public health because it reduces our options for effective treatments for bacterial infections and limits the tools healthcare providers have to fight life-threatening infectious diseases. To learn more about antibiotic resistance, you can visit useantibioticswisely.com. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
The Norton County Hospital and Norton Medical Clinic medical staff wants to alert the community that they're seeing a significant increase in influenza numbers. So if you're sick or have a fever, you are asked to please stay at home. A list of flu symptoms from the CDC includes fever or feeling feverish and chills, cough, sore throat, runny or stuffy nose, muscle or body aches, headaches, and fatigue or tiredness. And some people may have vomiting or diarrhea, though this is more common in children than adults. Flu symptoms usually come on suddenly, and people who have the flu often feel some or all of those symptoms. It's important to note that not everyone with the flu will have a fever. An influenza or the flu can cause mild to severe illness and at times even lead to death. Anyone can get sick with the flu, even healthy people, and serious problems related to flu can happen to anyone at any age. But some people are at higher risk of developing serious flu-related complications if they get sick. This includes people 65 years and older, people of any age with certain chronic medical conditions, such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease, if you are pregnant, and children younger than 5 years, but especially those younger than 2 years old. If you want your influenza vaccination, those are available at the Norton Medical Clinic or Norton County Health Department and Home Health. And if you need to see a provider, you can call the clinic. More information is available at cdc.gov/flu/symptoms/symptoms. And the Norton County Hospital, Norton Medical Clinic, wants everyone to be safe and protected over this Thanksgiving holiday. Unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Tuesday, November 15th, includes that Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The Norton County Canvas Board of the Norton County Commission canvassed the November 8, 2022 general election, and upon final canvass, the results will be transmitted to the Secretary of State and declared official. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste reported to the Commission with several items. Ted informed the Commission that the pit is filling up faster than expected, and Ted stated that he hoped there was enough volume left in the pit to complete the year. Ted also delivered to the Commission the Municipal Solid Waste Landfill Cell 2 Phase 1 development, reporting that the proposal is to extend the leachate pipe in an active Cell 2, and BG Consultants provided a quote estimate for the leachate pipe and extension, and Ted has sent out requests for bids to the contractors. Ted also provided information to the Commission on the fencing, as he's still trying to locate product and pricing. Ted then spoke with the Commission on tree disposal, saying that commercial businesses have dumped a large amount of tonnage at the landfill, which requires an added expense to the landfill. Ted proposed that the Commission approve a tipping fee to commercial haulers. After a discussion, a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve a $10 fee for tree disposal per load on commercial haulers, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Kathy Carlin, the Norton County Treasurer, reported to the Commission with Department Operations. Kathy stated the 2022 taxes were spooled and ready for the printer, and the tax statements were expected to be mailed later this week. The Norton County 2023 holiday schedule was presented to the Commission for signature and approval, and upon review, Chairman Thompson signed the schedule, and mid-month vouchers were submitted to the Commission for signature and approval, and upon review, those vouchers were signed and approved. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the November 7, 2022 Commission minutes, with a second from Commissioner Beidler, and the motion passed. And a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to approve the minutes from October 31st of 2022, with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed. The meeting was then adjourned until November 21st of 2022. Funeral services for Wilma Wiseman, 88, of Norton, will be held at 1 p.m. Friday, November 25th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. Burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Visitation will be held before the service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Christian Church and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Happy Thanksgiving from your Jamboree. On sale this week, Best Choice Turkey, 99 cents a pound. Boneless Sirloin Tip Roast, $3.98 a pound. Sleeved Celery, 98 cents each. 10-pound bag Best Choice Russet Potatoes, $2.98 each. Best Choice Brown or Powdered Sugar, $1.98. And Best Choice Broths, Select Varieties, just $1.48 each. Enjoy these savings and more this week at your Jamboree Foods, with locations in Norton and Hill City.
Wellhead Systems Incorporated sends listeners everywhere Thanksgiving wishes for a day of togetherness and an abundance of blessings. Happy Thanksgiving from Wellhead Systems Incorporated, located at 710 McVeigh in Hill City. Call them at 785-421-2255. RAS Incorporated reminds listeners that this holiday is about giving thanks. So let's be thankful for the loved ones and friends who are dear to our heart. Wishing everyone a happy Thanksgiving from RAS Incorporated in Danbury. For chemical and fertilizing agents, they do ground and aerial applications.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. The two largest railroad worker unions announced the results of their ratification vote Monday morning on the tentative agreement that was reached on September 15th. The Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen voted to accept the agreement by a 54-46% margin. The nation's largest railroad union, the Transportation Division of Sheet Metal, Air, Rail, and Transportation Workers, also released their vote. A small percentage of the SMART's TD union, the Yardmasters, voted to accept the agreement with a 62% majority. However, the overwhelming majority of SMART TD members voted against ratification by a slim 50.87% majority. Thus, have voted to reject the agreement. As it looks right now, the SMART TD union must maintain status quo operations until Thursday, December 8th. Unions could go on strike at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on Friday, December 9th, and or the railroads could lock out workers. Where it could get even more complicated is that one union, the Brotherhood of Railway Signalmen, could go on strike at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time on December 5th. And their president told CNN the union did not intend to push back its strike deadline at this time. It's expected, though, that the four unions who rejected the agreement will ultimately agree on December 8th as the final date of the negotiations. Now on Monday, NGFA again called on Congress to act to prevent a rail shutdown in December. NGFA and 192 other members of the Agricultural Transportation Working Group sent a letter to congressional leaders on November 3rd, urging lawmakers to be prepared to prevent a shutdown of the rail system. This has been a check of agriculture news headlines. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Horse owners and farriers, mark your calendars. Valley Vet Supply invites you to attend a horse hoof protection and healthcare seminar Saturday, December 3rd at Kansas State University's Weber Hall Arena. Hoof care and animal health leaders Easy Care Inc., Zoetis, and Merck are thrilled to bring horse owners and farriers a day of learning. You'll learn all about equine deworming, vaccinations, overall hoof health and conditions, and application of nail-on and glue-on shoes. Registration for the event is free. Pre-registration by December 1st secures attendees a delicious and complimentary barbecue lunch. Compliments of Zoetis and Merck. Valley Vet Supply will have a booth on site and is offering a special 10% off sale for select Easy Care Inc. products, including shoes and hoof boots. Find all details and save your seat today at valleyvet.com/register. Shop horse care and more at valleyvet.com.
Valleyvet.com, valleyvet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Fair, dry, and mild in the Central Plains again today and tomorrow. We have high pressure parked overhead. Looks like a few parts of our state may get some showers on Thanksgiving Day, but we don't have any big storm systems coming in. Temperatures will stay pretty mild over the next couple of days, with cooler weather coming in on Thanksgiving Day with a few cold fronts. It'll likely be a little bit more breezy with cooler weather hanging around into Friday. On the map heading into the afternoon, upper-level high pressure is set up over Kansas. Stronger high pressure in the central Rockies and a low-pressure trough near our western border. We should see mid-50s to low 60s again statewide today. Sunny skies, wind out of the south or southwest at about 5 to 15 miles per hour. Clear for the overnight hours. We also have slightly cooler air moving into western Kansas, so some spots will drop into the upper teens, especially in the northwestern counties. Not as cold elsewhere, 20s and 30s central and east. A weak cold front will move into western Kansas early tomorrow, but the western trough will be back, so daytime highs will stay fairly mild in the 50s to low 60s. We're expecting a mostly sunny day, maybe a few more clouds, and a little bit more breezy. For Thanksgiving Day, a low will develop over the panhandle with a couple of fast-moving cold fronts crossing our state. Few rain showers possible in the central and eastern counties on Thanksgiving afternoon, and it'll be breezy statewide. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're expecting mid to upper 50s with upper teens and low 20s for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 50s north central, and tonight we're in the upper 20s. Upper 50s northeast and mid 30s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s for the southwestern counties, and tonight we're in the upper teens and low 20s. Upper 50s and low 60s south central, tonight low to mid 30s. Upper 50s southeast and mid-30s for the overnight hours. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultraboss, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to kab.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195. It's been sharply lower throughout the day. And the S&P 500 down 23.5 points. That is a check of the markets. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture.